Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, April the 18th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down a penny and a quarter at 675 and a quarter. May wheat down 2 3/4 at 699, and May beans down 6.5 cents, 1523 and a half. Corn, wheat, and bean all closed well off their highs, but still, the beans and the wheat weren't terrible. The corn did trade lower. I'm not sure if that'll hold. I think the tightness in old crop corn is going to hold here. There's been plenty of demand. Basis is strong, and I think plenty of people are willing to buy the breaks in any of the old crop commodities. The crop ratings yesterday, 8% corn planted versus 5% ahead of the averages there. Not quite as strong as I thought it would be. Beans, 4% planted versus 1% on average. Again, not quite as strong as I thought it would be. Winter wheat conditions unchanged at 27%, good to excellent. We only have 3% of the winter wheat planted versus 7% on average. Not a whole lot of news out here. Argentinian grain inspectors are on a 24-hour strike. I don't think that's going to make a huge difference out here. But the Argentinian crops, both corn and beans, are really in bad shape and probably getting worse. There's talk about rain coming in 2 weeks in Kansas. We've seen those predictions for most of the last 3 or 4 months, and those rains never really seem to appear. So people are kind of taking it with a grain of salt. But we are going to have wetter weather here in the Midwest. That should slow planting down. Today looks like a pretty nice day. Highs in the mid-50s and plenty of sunshine. So I think the planters will be rolling again in a lot of spots. But I think we're going to probably catch up to the averages and get to a more normal track here this week. But overall, we'll get the corn in as we do every year. So I'm not too concerned there. But we still have, you know, plenty of demand up front. The old crop, new crop spreads continue to act very strong out here. Despite the Goldman roll last week, where they sell the May and buy the July, May contracts and corn and beans really held up very well, considering out here. And, you know, I just don't see that the weather this week is going to ultimately be all that great for planting. So, you know, maybe old crop corn gains a little bit on new crop, but the basis, new crop corn gains a little bit on old crop out here. But I think in general, people are going to be looking to buy the breaks in old crop. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.